Thanks everyone for coming here and for looking at this. So I'm very happy to be here to present this idea to you. So it's kind of like a very different idea from what you saw before. I guess that's a pretty different way of doing things, like IPFS or stuff like that. But yeah, I'm not I don't have an academic background, or I'm not a researcher. I'm really just a hacker, and I enjoy building things and, you know, having people to use these things. So that's what I try to do here and what I want to show you. So just a note first is that in the abstract I mentioned a lot of things I wanted to talk about, but we don't have a lot of time. So all the stuff about ethics and legal, I won't go through it, but if you want to talk about it, please ask the question at the end. You know, there will be enough time at the end to talk about, you know, any specific topic you want to talk about that. So I will just say a few things about myself, but I'm here to talk about that. But I started coding pretty young. I was like 11 years old, and it was in the late 90s. And at that time, the internet, that was this. I don't know if some of you remember that, but that's how we were looking at internet. It was like we could surf on the internet. It was revolutionary. And I learned, like most of the things I know about software engineering, I learned from people, very generous people on IRC that did help me to learn these things. And it was really about exchanging ideas, but also exchanging data. And there was like this whole, for me, a whole revolution around peer-to-peer data exchange. And really, I miss those days. And when I think, when I looked at internet right now, I'm pretty sad, because I see like my nephew, my nieces, they spend time like doom scrolling on their phone. And I think for me, it became like, I mean, the way I look at it is that people, they are enslaved by recommendation system, right? This is these neural networks, they create these feeds of recommendation. It can be on social network, it can be on any website you consume. And they actually manipulate us in deep ways. And I think people start to realize that more and more. I mean, I hope. So personally, I don't like that. I think it's really fucked up. And I don't want to use it, so I try to find, you know, alternatives. So I don't want the internet, now I want, I call as a joke, the interwebs. So it's not like the web 3, 4, or 5, because I think that's like bullshit as well. You know, people were really like pessimistic before about hacking the browser. I think this is wrong. I think we should not let like these tech giants dictate how the web should be built. I think we should not let this crypto bro dictate how we should build it, because they don't know. We did it back in the days. I mean, I'm not talking about the internet protocol, right? But the web, this is something that was built by a hacker, and we can still do it. I don't see why we wouldn't be able to do it. So I think the Tor project did something pretty amazing to show us a good interface to expose to the people, and that's by building a web browser. So what I'm going to show you is a fork of the Tor browser. More specifically, it's a fork of Mulvad browser, and I tried to demo that on the Wi-Fi, so before the Wi-Fi was working, but you know, it's a real demo, so bad things can happen. I hope they won't happen. I just pre-downloaded the application, so you can get it right now if you go on akupa.net. I just finished building it, like released the like yesterday, so it's brand new, you can try it now. You might destroy the network and then I won't be able to do my demo, but it doesn't matter. So if you try it, let me know if you have an issue. It should be working on any Linux operating system. Later there will be for our operating system, but for now that's it. So just to say, if you want to try, you can go on akupa.net. You have link to the source code. It's not yet on Radical. I mean, I had some issues, but I think some people from Radical are here today. You can download the tar against zip. That's the instruction if you want to install from the command line, but you can just right-click on it and run it like I did here. And if you want, there's a mailing list and other community stuff. Anyway, so once you start the browser, you're welcome with that, the About page. And here you have a link that encourages you to enter the interwebs. So as you can see, this is a weird link, and for now, I will be really practical and go into it. And if I have issues and slow down, which is not the case, everything is working, I will talk about other things. So this is the first page of the new interwebs. This is the first one. And I can have music hosted on it, hopefully. I mean, it still didn't download everything yet. So let's look at the jargon file first. The jargon file is a PDF file that is downloading, so I will wait and see if eventually it happens. So in the meantime, what I wanted to say is that I tried to take a different approach. Everyone talked to you about the cloud, but what I want to talk to you is the granary. So I will explain what I mean by granary later. So this is a really old file that evolved over time. It's a dictionary for cyberpunk. So if you don't know what cyberpunk means, because you hear all these cool kids talking about it, you can access the interwebs and get there and look at it. If you look at the address bar, it's a bit funky. So why is it funky? Because, I mean, you can embed movies like this one. Elephant Dreams is the first open movie. It was made entirely with open source software, I mean, 10 years ago. Since then, Blender did many better movie, but I just took like the first one. I think it was funny. So that is also embedded on that first interwebs page. And then we can see how we can have a link that goes directly to that movie. So if you look at the address bar, here we have that long hash, then we have this domain name, and then here we simply add the name of the file, and it's just streaming directly in the web browser, right? What it is about this address and these links. So I think one way to look to show you exactly what it is to build one of these links by hand. So we can go on this great website, which I think does not need any introduction, right? And we can search for something. I mean, I don't know what could we download right now. Well, a Unix ISOs, right? They are great. It's what everybody goes there to download stuff, right? So let's do that. Let's take a popular one, so that increases the chance of my demo to be working. So here on the Pirate Bay, you get what is called the info hash. So this is a hash of the name of the tenant, all the meta information, not all of the meta information, but then the hash of the contents, right? This is a way to identify the tenants. So I copy that, I open a new tab, I do https://, I put the info hash, I say .torrents.alt/, and there I can go at the bottom of the page where you see the list of files. In this case, there's only one file. Oops, I have such a big mouse, I don't know how to use it. Here it is. So now I just add it at the end of the path. I do enter, and then I have to be a bit patient because I mean, the first torrent we accessed for the first page is hosted by me, so I did optimize the configuration of my nodes to be like really efficient for this kind of use case, but here we had to wait a few seconds, right? So now it's starting, and I propose that I leave it running shouldn't do the same mistake before, which is shutting down. So we don't see it progressing now, and that's just one a mismatch between the abstraction, right? Because a torrent downloads things in parallel, right? I won't explain everything about how a torrent goes, but here I can only send the bytes in a continuous manner, so I need to wait. So probably right now it's downloading a lot of stuff. We can verify that by running iftop on the host, and yeah. I just started iftop and there's already 36 megabytes transferred. Okay, so we will come back to this later. And now I will continue with the rest of the presentation. So, I mean, I guess like most of you are, do you know what BitTorrent is? I mean, yeah, no need to raise your hand. I think most people know what it is. So just briefly how it works. You are a peer in a peer-to-peer network, and using that a protocol, you can exchange files, right? So usually what you do, I mean, that's one way of doing things. There's another way I will discuss more later, but one way to find other peers that contain the data you need is to actually contact what is called a tracker. You can use UDP or HTTP. And then, so you get another peer, and you can start transfer data with it. So this is basically how BitTorrent is working. And now, this is what you just saw, okay? But now I want to tell you about the future of what I'm building, because this is like pretty simple, honestly. I mean, it was quite a piece of work to get it working. But initially, I got a prototype of this working in like 6 hours just by hacking existing libraries. But then I wanted to do it nicely, and this means using libtorrent, because libtorrent, as far as I can see, is the best implementation, and that took more time. Then I wanted to embed it in a web browser, and that took more time. But I mean, the basic idea is pretty simple. But I don't think it's enough for our new interwebs, because let's go back to the core issue, which is privacy and stuff like that. So first of all, thanks a lot to the Tor project for building such a great thing. And what they do is that there is a Tor network, but there's also the base browser, which is used by Mulvad, and which I'm using here. The advantage of that web browser is that it's prevent fingerprinting. So maybe you saw before there was like the letterboxing going on and stuff like that. They really spent a lot of time on this. So in the design I want to go then, I want the browser to be able to operate in two different modes. One is a public and one is a private mode. So now let's talk about what I want the public mode to be. So currently, it uses BitTorrent and internet to get the data. And then if you access the normal internet, it uses BitTorrent. But what I want to do is that I want to use the Tor network. That's actually pretty easy things to do because I'm already integrated with the whole Tor project stack. I can just add the Tor daemon, and then I can use as a proxy, you know, for my own proxy, because my stuff works as a proxy in the web browser. So why doing that? It's actually really important for privacy, because on the right, people that are on the right, they don't know what is your torrent activity, so they cannot.